You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about confidence. Are you as confident as you could be? Now, before we get started, please share this podcast with someone that you've been struggling with confidence, with, you know, understanding that they can be and do whatever they want and whoever they like to be. So please make sure to talk about this with them, because not only are you going to help them, which is super important, but the more you talk about these topics with your friends and circle, the better your life will be as well. So point number one, do you realize that you are just as worthy as the top people in your industry? Guys, anyone that is at the top of your industry, whatever your industry is, if you're in IT, if you are in software sales, if you are in product sales, e-commerce, anything, the top people in those industries that you look up to, they started from exactly where you are today. They started with no knowledge about that topic, with no discipline. They started with really nothing more than what you have. Sure, maybe they had some extra money. Maybe some people had extra help, maybe mentors. But at the end of the day, at the root of anyone, we're all born without skills. Think about that. So if you realize that, at least you're going to put yourself in that situation where you say, you know what, I'm not at the top, but I have all the resources, physical and mental resources, that can help me get to where I want to be. Point number two, do you know that with hard work and dedication, you can achieve anything you want? This, guys, is very, very important. I know people, I know people in my circle that had told me, De Niro, I can't do what I want to do, this dream job or whatever it is, because I don't know how. And I'm saying, well, do you think that I knew how to work remotely, how to run a successful agency, how to have several successful e-commerce products when I dreamed of this type of life, when I was cold calling 12-hour days? No, I had no idea. I just knew that I wanted that life and I planned around it. And when I planned around it, guess what happened? I started planning, I started making my to-do list, and part of my to-do list was, I need to learn how to do this, A, B, C, D, you know, like, and a list of things that I didn't know, and I started learning them. So just don't think about what skills you have today, because of course you don't have all the skills that you need to live the life that you want, but at least you can plan for it. Hard work and dedication will be enough for you to get that knowledge, get that experience, create the life that you want, even though you don't have the necessary skills today. Point number three, do you value your personal daily improvements more than perfection? Guys, this again is super important. I can use an example about, you know, electronic music production, because for those of you who already follow me for a bit, you know that I used to produce electronic music in Toronto for like 7 years. So I remember at the very beginning of my music career, I was sitting in front of a computer and trying to work on one track, on one song, for like 6-7 weeks, 2 months or more even sometimes. And I was trying to make the one banger. I was trying to make the best song ever written. And guess what happened? It didn't happen. I was not able to do that. And the reason why is because I was focusing on creating the perfect song instead of making incremental improvements. I was not focused on being the best version of myself today. I was focused on being the perfect version of me that, you know, it would have been in the future though. Think about this. If I'm trying to be me 10 years from now, will I be able to do that? No, just focus on being the best version of yourself today, which means incremental improvements, 1% every single day will add up. So forget about perfection. Just focus on getting better today. Go to bed knowing that you're better today than you were yesterday. That's all that matters. Point number four, can you clearly see a successful version of yourself in the future. Guys, this is very important. This is what's gonna push you forward, move you forward, even when life is giving you lemons every single day for a month straight. This is really the fuel that will move you forward, period. If you can see clearly in your mind a version of yourself that has the success that you want, that has the family that you want, that has, you know, the impact in society that you want, the money that you want, whatever your goals are, maybe you are an athlete and you can see yourself winning, you can see yourself getting that gold medal, going to the Olympics, whatever it is, make sure to have a clear version of yourself in mind. And whenever you feel unmotivated, when you feel that you're not confident, just go back to that vision and remember that not a lot of people have those types of visions. Not a lot of people have those clear understanding of where they want to be in life. So as long as you have that with you and you anchor yourself to it every single day, you are already ahead of 80 to 90% of the people around you. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.